Well, leadership on defense will be key for Texas A&M in 2011. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports. It will be leadership by committee for the Aggie defense in 2011, with people like Lucas Patterson and Michael Hodges and Von Miller gone. Others will have to step up for what Mike Sherman says will be an even better defense. And senior defensive back Trent Hunter agrees with that.
We know we can't lean on one guy. We have a lot of guys that are stepping up this year and going to have to take that leadership, bro. You know, guys like Tony Gerard, Eddie, myself, Sean Porter, Terrence Frederick, you know, Coryell Judy, all the guys that they got a lot of playing time last year and have all that experience. They were all stepping up and being leaders for our football team.
Sherman says they will be a better defense because of better familiarity with Coach Tim DeRuiter's scheme.
I think we're going to be a better team on defense, even though we lose some significant players. Von Miller, Mike Hodges, Lucas Patterson, tremendously significant players in our defense, but I do believe that the second year in this defense will make the biggest jump. Our guys are going to have a lot more familiarity and knowledge of the defense and be able to fit in a little bit better. I don't think you replace the Von Miller number two pick very easily with one player. I think we have to do it collectively with a group of guys, and I think we'll be able to do that.
A&M and SMU kick off 5 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field. Keep it with college football. A day after firing football coach Butch Davis, North Carolina also starts the search for a new athletics director. Dick Badur says that he plans to step down after 14 years as soon as the school can hire a replacement. He has 1 year left on his contract, but wants to leave now so that his successor can name the Tar Heels' next football coach instead of inheriting a hire. Chancellor Holden Thorpe says that Badur will attend the school's hearing before the NCAA Infractions Committee in October, then serve out the rest of his contract in another position. Badur's sooner-than-expected departure is the latest development in a bumpy year for the Tar Heels. NCAA investigators arrived on campus last July looking into improper benefits, but that probe late expanded to include academic misconduct and created a massive distraction for a program looking to contend for the ACC championship and a BCS bowl. In baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers got two RBIs from Cameron Scherer and a seven strikeout performance from Alec Mills and shut out the East Texas Pumpjacks last night 5-0 at Driller Park in Kilgore. They'll play again there tonight before heading to Victoria to play the Generals this weekend. The Texas Rangers lost and the LA Angels won on that no-hitter by Urban Santana, so the Rangers' lead in the American League West shrinks to 2 games over the Angels. Since their 12-game winning streak, the Rangers have lost 5 out of 8, including a 7-2 setback yesterday to the Twins in Arlington. They'll finish that 4-game set with Minnesota tonight and then be on the road to Toronto this weekend. The Houston Astros stopped a 5-game losing streak by beating the Cardinals 4-2 in St. Louis. They finish that 4-game series tonight and then head to Milwaukee for the weekend. In pro football, the Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to a deal that sends quarterback Kevin Cobb to the Arizona Cardinals for cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and a second-round pick. Also, the Tennessee Titans have released Vince Young, the former Longhorn quarterback, finally cutting ties with a quarterback that they made the number 3 pick overall in the 2006 draft after he had led the Longhorns to the national championship. Quarterback Jake Delhomme has officially been released by the Browns after just one season with Cleveland. The Steelers have released versatile role player Antoine Randall-L and veteran tackle Max Starks. Randall-L was a college quarterback who became a receiver in the NFL. He threw a touchdown pass to Hines Ward to clinch the Pittsburgh's win over Seattle in the 2006 Super Bowl. Former Yankee pitcher Hideki Irabu has been found dead at a home in a wealthy Los Angeles suburb of an apparent suicide. A sergeant in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department says the 42-year-old Irabu was found dead Wednesday afternoon at a home in Rancho Palos Verdes. And finally, Oklahoma has asked the NCAA to place its men's basketball program on 2 more years of probation and to vacate all wins from the 09-10 season for 2 major rules violations by a former assistant coach, Aronde Taliaferro. The university and NCAA investigators released a summary report Thursday proposing penalties for the infractions committee to consider. Athletic Department spokesman Kenny Mossman said the process should take several weeks, and Oklahoma will not comment until the process is resolved. The Sooners also proposed taking away one scholarship, two official visits, and 10 in-person recruiting days during the upcoming academic year as penalties for the violations committed while the program was already on probation. Talafiero resigned last year after the investigation started. And that's your look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next half hour. You can read more local sports and hear an extended sportscast on our website at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.